Any concerns, any issues, any questions, basically? Yes, and MC.
Well, first a comment and then a question.
Okay, comment.
The first comment is, first I wanted to thank Geshe-la for making the teachings very easy to understand. But I also understand they are very complex because I'm just a beginner, but I noticed that some of the other members who've been here for many years cannot answer the questions correctly. So I'm concerned that, you know, many years in the future, I still will not be able to answer the questions. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to translate that first?
Geshe-la, 당국 거란 쪽에 삼두 주쪽에 연설과 얘네 컨디션에 삼두 주에 가인스나 당국 게실라기 순주 대축대 순주를 차시하는 쪽에 녀석 삼 띵사고 시어지레 시어지레 대 게실라 먼저 든다라 쪽에 내라고 지 하고 대부 주단이 야고 싶어 순랑도 쓰러와 안데라 투지체 주인스 니네 그 게실라 순부디 송당 the chick, Sabu Tang, Hako, the Chig, Sung to the Marang, Simdish to Sriva, Simdish to Karatus, Geshe-la was a mark and issue, D Karate, D, Dilla Java Karius and the Chig, Lomangu, and Nagwichi, Jenny, Lobjon Tosum Jagging, Lomingo to Ge, Len Savage, Kyun Tumun Dusriva, Tang Marat, and the Simdish to Sriva, yet is Sungju Ni. Ani chik tante sewa tu yaku kwa tewa chik sungu tu chik hada kogu tu ne mahung pala ya lo mangpo chik la geshe la rupi chik dewa tangpo ya nga ma kwa kanshi la hap tka la len sewa kya mo tu kya tu ma re sam je tu kare sam le sem rish tu sara ya la
kya ma la jala jana wa kata ya pa nga jala jala jawa la kora ma jala jawa tini wa chaya.
So that's a really good comment on how, you know, after many years of exposure to Buddhism, people have difficulty, you know, coming up with the right answers quickly. So, you know, it's a fair call.
Okay, and then, so my question is hypothetical. If you have a shepherd in the mountains with some sheep,
mm-hmm.
And the shepherd can, it can be any age, you know, many hundreds or thousands of years ago, or, you know, a little bit more recent. But that shepherd is a very keen observer,
mm-hmm.
can observe the life in the village and can understand intuitively the suffering of the people. So could that shepherd become a Buddha, Bodhisattva, naturally? By keen observation and being contemplating and meditating alone.
Don't you with the Geshe-la thing, Saraba? Any written which color rubber? And then Luzi Chigif, that means Luzi Savi in it, dude, Lot Gango in it, and Ning Savi in there, Luzi Savi in there, Chig Shun Shi in there, Ningway in there. Quite Luz Hoshin, isn't it? Luz Hoshin, and look for a Luz Ma. Tangsharwa, Luza said, and could they make a punchon, and it don't sit chart of Hoku or Rua. Colonel Luz and Chick to the Nikon Zasset, and Colonel to Martin to go to bed music, and Chick to win young in Yanda Kale, Rory Capchen, and Chick that Chickanaji to win young Nagin, Chickanaji to win young in Yangle, Tandu, she moved to a new master Jenny. The Gangrich, Gangra, Samson, Concord, Semi Kyo, Nejun Riki, Nejun T, and the Chickens, Pintil Tapting, Janju, Semi Riki, and a Koran Dinde, the Kondil Mizu, Dongbe Mizu, Luther, that says Dongbe Mizu, Color Rogan, Lona, one mirror, the Muratin, Tandu, and the Chick, the Dominant of Tong the Color, Kirkilan, Nejunke, Nejunkinis. Janju, Ninji, Gage, and of course, Janju, some chance to reverse.
Shall
Such a keen observer and the observation they have of life down in the valley will help towards developing bodhicitta, but it won't be enough to become bodhicitta. When the shepherd sees the ongoing drudgery, the rut of ordinary life for generations, there he is only seeing a suffering of physical pain and psychological distress, symptomatic pain. He hasn't developed aversion to the third suffering of the pervasive conditioning. But the sattvas develop compassion and love leading to bodhicitta because bodhisattvas have seen the more deeper underlying causes of the drudgery of life that goes down in the valley.
Also a question about pervasive suffering.
Yeah.
It's possible for a Western mind to take that idea, become overly pessimistic. Especially in regards to pervasive suffering, an external phenomena. So I was wondering how do you reconcile that with our natural appreciation and attraction for art and nature? And leading on from that, does pervasive suffering an external phenomenon exist in the image of a Buddha, or like a sacred object or art, image of a Buddha or Mount Kailash?
Pervasive suffering.
Yeah, an external phenomenon.
Geshe-la, I'm going to just say, and then Kabat Duchi Dungan Lechon, Karishu Choji, is it right? Kabat Duchi Dungan Di, Ani chigi, the same thing kuna kyabde, ani chigi kyab chenpo shivu chigi. Tindra samtani kuna western mind nubchoy kyabba u sem jowra. Nubchoy kyabba samla ani chigi tata kumja chwa kaya mandu samtana chigi rwa. Pessimistic sana chigi. The lagwe chakyun mhato wa jirwa. Ta duja, yangchang, nyingbu duwa chana, jil nyingbu mundu. Ani chigi nyechun kyayal, nyechun ma kyab jirwa. Tanya kaya mendo, lepas cak kaya mendo seta, sama kaya tujuh kaya dasar, call lah apa, kaya tujuh kaya dasar. Jadi pada sange kuda, ane cik sing ke dahulu ada ramu jenis sup, cik mendo hari ramu yang buat dia apa, dan mereka kalau tu dia, oh kunjung sam, ane ini cuaca lah, tapi ini cuaca mana sih lah, ane cik pada dia yang buat cuaca ni, ini cuaca mana sih? Kepada tujuh kap dayaris, kepada tujuh tumbuhan dayaris, kayak yang mana Samsung cik, ini pessimistic, ini ngejuin kaya mabem, jadi aku nanti kasih rata sem tinggi cik, nanti engkau cik, ini cik, nama kibu mabar wa, dan sange kulam mana kerja, kerja lah sange kulam mana, sange kudi, anti lah sange kunyit dia lah, kepada tujuh di kian. Kepada tujuh dunia ni kap dia ada bes.
Lepas tu, Cawan di sini cuma tu saya waktu kor lenyap yang uji tu kan wah.
Nale.
Lenyap yang uji cuma tu kan wah. Ini nanya dah kor sian, kor ni sian tunggu di sini lah. Tapi le tawa, tapi le tawa ni tak ye mai, tapi susu kor ni susu mana tawa je. 동화 라운드는 벌써 돼 되게 좀 그래서
does this is this image pervaded by suffering the suffering of a pervasive conditioning? Yes. Is this Buddha? It's only image of the Buddha. The real Buddha, in the real Buddha, of course, is beyond suffering. And this is a pictorial depiction by an artist. And therefore, yes, it is pervaded by a suffering of a pervasive conditioning because it's done by somebody, you know. Now the point here is, when a Western mind tends to become pessimistic when thinking about suffering of a pervasive conditioning, it is due to the fact that they have focused only on the suffering, but they haven't thought about what can be done to overcome suffering. They haven't given a due consideration to the possible solutions at hand or available or that one can access. And when you don't think of finding solution, but only dwell in the suffering of a pervasive conditioning, then yeah, life for that person can be very depressing.
Just wondering how one naturally enjoys nature and art, especially someone like His Holiness even, who has a very good understanding of pervasive suffering, but he naturally
enjoys
beautiful gardens or sand mandala.
And the cabot to jig, don't you have goggle, goggle, did a chort, did a chort song. Any chick is, do drinking with what? Do drinking with the remote cover the way you may day. Any chick enjoy it, and a chick that enjoy jitor, what? And a good new chash, I wonder what? Any chick, Tamji Kemba. Papa Janice saying that, but Tamji Kemba. Yingi, any chick cabot to jig, don't you but Jimmy Chishin talking day young, what? Any chick, Dumbrin, Ninjum, Nando Ninjotan, Ninjum Shivetu, Silva. Any chick, San Mandala, and you Casuri, do you think you wish me? Then you go about the children, go about the world, Chakshi Meratoni, any chick that enjoy Casuri, admire Tinsigi, Tronan, get two orders, the condition goes.
근데 Tamamen number ten parents, Tamamon was in no other mother. She ain't colonel to do any just around. We've been natural colonel to do any with you, Levit and Toma.
Yes. And it is a jingle to Toma, so
I do the jingle and little Levit and Toma. Tang and do no other. You won't do say another two never no other. Tang and do any Tamamen number ten. Tamamen with Susan was at the limit is on the pump.
So, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, when he shows admiration and appreciation for art, beautiful garden and flowers, when he served, you know, a dish, he says, this really tastes really nice. Speaking purely from enlightened perspective, nothing is delicious, nothing is, you know, repulsive. He wouldn't speaking from enlightened state perspective, he wouldn't say, this is really great. There's no admiration, nor is there put down. Just is. And yet, we have seen Solinus having fun, enjoying himself with the crowd, having laughter, enjoying, as you put, let's say, a beautiful flower, and expressing how he finds it. He does it to conform to the norms of society in which he has appeared with a human form. So when you, okay, when a Buddha, for example, appears in a certain world system, like His Holiness in a human world system, then he has to act in conformity with the norms of society. And therefore, you know, you will find His Holiness expressing and showing all kinds of human emotion. Any questions about tenets now? So last Monday I was going through four Dombashi reliance. Okay, reliances. Can any, what are they? What's the first one without looking at the love? I'm not going to ask you questions. I'm not going to, you know, so that it will, otherwise it will take a very long time. Anyway, I would say that the four reliances are not that terribly important, nevertheless extremely useful to know. So please do review your notes. Some time ago, I was talking about teaching of the Buddha classified into provisional teachings and definitive or ultimate teachings. And the teaching of the Buddha is quite vast. And some teachings are provisional, some are ultimate or definitive. But how do you know that some are provisional, others are definitive? We know that through such things as four reliances, four analysis or examinations, and four gongbashi means intended meanings. That is because some teaching of the Buddha says that compounded phenomena are truly existent. You know, compounded phenomena meaning impermanent phenomena. In some teachings, Buddha says all compounded phenomena have true existence. And yet, at another place, and another teaching, Buddha says, compounded phenomena do not exist truly. Now, which one do you trust? So, because the teaching of the Buddha, the entirety of the teaching of the Buddha has these, are such contradictory, directly contradictory statements. A great Asanga and the great Nagarjuna then have come up with their answers and say these statements of the teaching are definitive, and things are what the statements say. These statements of the teaching are provisional because they are things are not what the statement says. So when Asanga and Nagarjuna put teaching of the Buddha into provisional and ultimate or definitive categories, they did so by relying on the three things: four reliances, four requirements, four critical analysis, and four I'm just literally translating for intended meanings. So previously I talked about Dambashi, four reliances. So tonight I'm going to talk about Rinpoche, four analysis or critical analysis. Okay, the first analysis is analysis of, I need to change my wording in translation, four reasonings. Okay, the first reasoning is the reasoning of four dependence. The reasoning of dependence.
So this reasoning says
for a phenomenon, for an effect, for a result, for a result or for an effect to emerge, it depends on its cause, For a cause to be called cause, it is dependent on its effect. Unless it produces an effect, a thing cannot be called cause. So that's called dependence on cause and effect. Effect and cause is an example of this reasoning. So this is quite important. All schools, remember that the four schools of thought? the fourth school is divided into two. Can you remember that? The fourth school is divided into two. Prasangika school, remember that? And the second sub-school of the fourth is Savatantrika Madhyamika, or the autonomous Madhyamika. Autonomous Madhyamika. Everybody, are you with me? Okay. So Geshe-la says, this, what I've just talked about is important, critically important, because all Buddhist schools below, including and below Savatantrika, autonomous Madhyamika, the mind only, the Sutra school and the Vaishnava school, they believe and they say things exist inherently because causes, results, cause and effect depend on each other. Say that, shall I say that again? Okay.
대신 그리고 연결성을 지우셔 남자 고스트 모두 연결 남자 주의 연결
I need to seek permission or else you know it is this is important because all schools below including and below Savatantrika Madhyamika okay Savatantrika Madhyamika believe that things exist inherently or truly because they are dependent on each other. Okay? Things, cause is dependent on effect, effect is dependent on, and the dependence, the mutual dependence of things is used as the very reason why they have intrinsic or rather thinking drupa existence from their own characteristics. No. Whereas for the prasangika madhyamika, the very fact things are dependent on each other is of that the very fact that things are dependent on each other clearly shows things do not exist truly. So this is called gyunde tenzel, dependent cause of okay, a dependent arising of a cause and effect. Dependent arising of a law of a causation. So there are two levels, you know, coarser level and a subtle level. So the first is the coarse level of dependent arising, cause level of dependent arising, of course, in effect is the one accepted by all schools, and that is effect is dependent on the cause, and the cause dependent on the effect. The next, the subtle level of dependent arising is dependent arising in terms of arising independent on. The subtle dependent arising is things exist in relation to or in dependence on other, and that is quite subtle.
pena mato ma sewa de rewa la pu ma she ka la ma cha yo ma pu sewa te ma cha wa te gara che se na pa la te ni mi chu ta ye tang ji ga ni ta ma sewa cha yo ma la se
For example, for a woman to be okay, for a woman before a child, before she gives birth to a child, she is not called. She doesn't become a mother. And after she gives birth to a child, she becomes a mother. So her becoming mother is dependent on giving birth, and so mother is nothing more than a labeled, affixed, dependent on that phenomenon. So from Prasangika, from the higher school point of view, gyu means a cause. Cause is nothing more than mingjiang dakyu. Mingjiang means cause. For example, is nothing more than a name. Nothing more than just a name. And you know, for example, with regard to mother being the cause, mother being cause of a child. So it was just a label given. The process through which you say, or through which you classify these phenomena are ultimate, and these are relative, is carried out through the first reasoning of dependence.
Dependent and ultimate phenomena, did you say? Dependent and ultimate phenomena, is that what you said?
No, conventional. Conventional and ultimate. The second is called Jawajjebe Rigpa. I'm doing a literal translation, the reasoning of functionality. The reason of functionality. A performing function. So this is a process by which yet again a process called performance, the reasoning of functionality or performance of function, by which you delineate things as conventional and ultimate truths. For example, when fire consumes fuel, and the fire performs the function of consuming fuel, and perform the function, so there is that which burns, there is that which is burned, and the burning itself. So in other words, subject, object, action, they are dependent on each other. Subject, object, and action involved in a process of performing function is used to categorize things as conventional or ultimate. So for example, may shinsek means fire burns the wood, and burns is action, isn't it? So now, for example, fire burns the wood, and burning is the action, isn't it? Now, although burning is the action, but there is no true burning. There is no independent burning of the wood, There's no independent action of the burning, because if you take away fire, and if you take away wood, there's no burning. So burning is dependent. Burning, the action, is dependent on the wood, and wood, the object, and the fire, the subject, the agent. And you understand? So now related to the real content, if we as a person have a characteristic existence, we exist, okay, characteristic existence, then we would become part of the aggregates. So if we as a person exist inherently, truly, we become inseparable from our aggregates. Inseparable. We become one. Person and aggregates become one. So now, normally speaking, a person is the receiver of, the appropriator. Person, one as a person is the one who receiver of our aggregate of body and mind, and the body and the mind are the object received through karma, remember, in the next rebirth. Now, if we as a person are one with the aggregates, inseparably one, indivisibly one, tripartite relationship. Tripartite relationship between subject, object, and subject, object, and action cannot be made, because they are one. Do you understand?
Yeah, two of them are one. Sorry.
So, if we are our body and mind indivisibly, so then, the receiver has become the received. The received has become the receiver. Do you understand? They have lumped into one. So, you cannot make distinction.
아니 숨바네 어 태고 두고지 봐서 태두지 봐서 나한테 말해
The third reasoning is called tether dhruva rigpa, the reason of validity. So, tether dhruva means the reasoning of validity or establishing validity. And now, for example, you know, pot, bumba, in Tibetan logic text, pillar and a vase, you know, they are common nouns used to talk about impermanent things. So the vase, do you know vase? Okay, the vase is impermanent. How do we know? There are validating reasonings. Okay, there are three validating factors. Vase is impermanent because its impermanence is established by way of reasoning. Vase is impermanent because it is japa, means you know, it is produced phenomenon, or it is a product. Being produced means it is impermanent. So inferentially, you know that. Second, so inferential understanding establishes or validates impermanence of vase. You also know the vase is impermanent empirically, musum tsavamis, or through direct perception, an empirical cognition, or in direct cognition also establishes impermanence of vase. Thirdly, there are some authoritative scriptures are statements in the teaching which also validate impermanence of vase. So these all tether dhruva means So, from the when the high school posits a conventional reality. A conventional reality must meet three factors for it to be conventional. Tanya means conventionally established, nominally established. Okay, if a phenomenon is established to be conventional, number one, it must be known conventionally in the world. As bars, flower, or whatever, it must be known. Everybody consensually knows that it to be X and Y, whatever. Secondly, that phenomenon known under that name must not be undermined. It's a label must not be harmed, undermined by another worldly conventional terms. Thirdly, it must not be undermined. It must not be undermined, affected by reasoning, looking for ultimate nature of ultimate nature. In other words, it must not be undermined by ultimate analyzing or investigating reasoning. Not. So the fourth is called Chunyigi Rigpa. The fourth reasoning is called Chunyigi Rigpa, reasoning of suchness. So, some examples, for example, it is the suchness of fire, it is the nature of flame to move upwards, thermal effect, move up. Of course, you have scientific reasoning. Fire, put simply in Buddhist terms, fire moves upward, it's nature. Water goes down. Why? Just nature. There's no question. So now this is okay. What I've just given is a coarser level of example. Now to bring it to the topic. It is also in the nature of things. If a phenomenon exists, it must be either, naturally speaking, it must either be unitary or it must be plural. That's nature, because naturally, universally speaking, things are either one or many. So there is a reason. There is another reason which there are many groups of reasoning, and one group of reasoning is called the reasoning of absence of one and difference. That means things are not inherently one, things are not inherently many or different. So that kind of reason falls into this category. So Chunyigi Rigpa, the reasoning of suchness is quite crucial for our understanding of emptiness, for example. And the reasoning of suchness includes the reasoning called absence of inherent one and inherent difference. Inherent one and inherent many. Inherent oneness and inherent manyness. And so that was used, or that has been used throughout the ages. And initially, this reasoning helps people a lot. So when you go through these four reasonings, then you will gain a new experience from within about about metaphysical, you know, nature of things. So now, then the next, the third thing used is 공부시 for intended meanings.
하들 가능성은 땜벽 순 가시노 공디 디제 수진노지 저도스 하더니요
라
수진노지
라 생계 남직 라
공디 디제 뭐 수진노지 인생 땜벽 순 되는 여러 라
네
어떻게 더 같이 좀 말해 봐 아무도 뭐 오늘 수진노지 이제 저 타대로 라 하들 가를 고나 송을 했으면 냠바니라 고나 송을 했어 뭐 뭐마 도모데 냠바니라 공부하세
냠바니라 공부
냠바니 지금 냠바니 있어 뭐마 도모데
그렇지 okay the first intended meaning is 냠바니라 공부 means intended meaning in terms of the sameness okay first can you just take down what it says first the first is called intended meaning in terms of the sameness. Sameness. Now, for example, we should answer. Thank you, Namche Dang. So now, the Shakyamuni Buddha, historical Buddha, he has said that going back in the distant, when he would talk about distant past, he said, at that time, at that place, I was the Buddha called Namsik. Namsik, okay? Namsik. I was a Buddha called Namsik, N-A-M-Sik means Z-I-G, Namsik. But Shakyamuni Buddha and Buddha Namsik are two different mental continuums. They're separate beings. So, while being separate, why did he say that he was that Buddha? He said that he, at that time, he was that Buddha. When he said that he was, Shakyamuni Buddha was Buddha Namsik at that time, he was thinking in terms of the sameness of Dhammakaya of Buddhas. Okay? The Dhammakayas of all Buddhas are the same. So, within the context of the sameness of Dhammakaya of the Buddhas, then he said, I was that Buddha. He didn't mean that he was that Buddha.
다들 땡벽을 다 공부하러 가를 보면서 이제 너지 보면 지금 연시에 대해서 공부하고 지금 연시에 대해서 지금 연시에 몇년 먼저 해서 다 때를 보면서 해서
So why did Buddha make that statement? He made that statement within the context that just as Buddha Namsik attained Dhammakaya, so did Shakyamuni Buddha himself. So in that context, they are the same. So the second intended meaning is intended meaning in terms of the other object or other phenomenon.
原先了公文。嗯，那这些公文是那边那边那边吧，所以某些什么其他的某些没法子，自己某个单元没法子。So
now. In more often than not, in the teaching of the Buddha, a statement that you hear is no nyimeva, entitylessness. All phenomena are without entities, or entitylessness. No nyimeva, entitylessness. Shila, do you know entitylessness?
Doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Entitylessness. So why did Buddha say things are without entity things do have entity, don't they? Things do have entity. For example, you know, whatever thing you consider, it has its own attributes, its own entity, its own characteristics. So while things do have characteristics, so why did the Buddha say things are without entity or things are entitylessness? So things are entitylessness in terms of having things are entitylessness in terms of lacking inherent entity from their own side. Inherent entity from their own side. And so this is what a proponent of a highest school of thought would say. When Buddha said things are entitylessness, he meant things do not exist in and of themselves with their own entities, okay, with their own characteristics. Whereas the mind-only school, a proponent of a mind-only school, would then give a very detailed, very complicated explanation of this statement. Intended meaning in terms of different time. Do you share a problem?
I think
So that is because Buddha has issued a statement. If you pray to be reborn in Sukhavati Pure Land, do you know Sukhavati Pure Land? Amitabha, Buddha Amitabha. So Buddha has issued a statement. If you pray to be born or to be reborn, no, not to be born in Sukhavati Pure Land, there and then you'll be reborn. So he has issued such a statement. So, in fact, you know, it's not that easy to be born in Sukhavati Pure Land, but simply wanting to be reborn there and then making a wish, one doesn't get born there. But Buddha said it is possible. When he said it was possible, the meaning was, if a person pray to be born in Sukhavati Pure Land, there does come a time when this eventuates. With that in view, he issued that statement. So he had a different time reference. So, Gangsa ki Samba lo Gongba, that means intended meaning in terms of the thought of the person in question. So, statements of teaching, some statements of the teachings differ in terms of the person, the attitude, or the level of the attitude or the thought of the person who the Buddha was talking to. So, there are, to some person, for example, Buddha would make a statement, generosity is the supreme practice. You needn't do anything more than generosity. Generosity is the supreme. And yet to another person, to a person with a higher level of development, Buddha would say, why are you concentrating on only generosity? You should practice, for example, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is more important than generosity. So, and the statements, the two statements seem to contradict each other. The first statement highlighted importance of generosity. And the second statement, when somebody was mildly told off, as it were, for practicing generosity, not bodhicitta. And these statements are made in terms of the level of the psychological depth the person was talking to. So, then now there is another four. Remember we just use four intended meanings. Okay, Buddha makes all kinds of statements which seem to deviate from each other, but they are each of the different statements which seem to clash with reality whatsoever, have some intended purpose or meaning behind, we just had four of them. The next four is a kind of a part of the four, the part of these four intended meanings. And this is I'm finding it really hard to translate into English. And it's called Demgong. But it's no use for you. I'll just write it down. This is the word, you know. It's okay. This is a Tibetan word, and but I'll write the English word. This is a den. So, which is, if you like, it's like T-D-H-E-M. And then them gong means, you know, gong means intention. We just had. So, just I'll listen and then Krishna, then go to what kind of thing?
Then go to Shubha Dhamasa. Shubha Dhamasa.
Shubha?
Yes. Then Kuzo Nyakayarwa.
Right.
Matewa then the Nombar to Shubhichi, then Kuzo Dayava Dhamata Nyarwa, then Bekha.
Hale.
Then Matewa then the Nombar to Shubhichi, then Dayava Dhamata, Dayava Marwa.
Right.
Then Shubha Dhamasa, then Dayava Dhamata Dayava.
Okay, the first time. The first is called. Okay, you can help me find the word. And Buddha, no, the Buddhist stand, Buddhist position is person. Okay, people, sentient beings have no self. No self-existence. Do you understand? People are selflessness. Personal, okay? Selflessness of person. Is that right? That's what Buddha says, you know? All sentient beings who are person are without any existence from their own side. So that is a given. Remember? Selflessness of person. Now, however, to some non-Buddhist people, or to some, for example, say Hindu counterparts, for example, Buddha said, "Oh, it's not person do have self. People, persons do have self." What did he say that? He said he issued that statement in order to give them some comfort. Temporarily, okay, so that later on they would accept his final message that persons have no self. But he said that in order to make it easy for non-Buddhists to enter Buddhism. Because if Buddha taught there is no self at all, then people who already believe strongly in self would find it hard to come into Buddhist fold. So that is the first example. What would you say that? It's called shupat. Okay, shupat. Okay, intention. Okay, let's say intention for entry. Okay, that's. I'm just using a simple word. Intention, intended purpose for the entry into Buddhism.
Sounds like politics.
Do all the points pertain to entry to Buddhism?
Yeah.
All the points pertain to
no,
that.
No, no, no. This
just is that. Just that particular
one. Yeah,
point.
Yeah. The first one.
This is the first point.
Yeah. Okay. It's not politics, excuse me.
Okay. It's not a point, it's just a.
White lies.
Pardon?
White lies.
No, no, don't say that, please. White lies. It's just that I can't find a word.
Last line.
Ease of entry. Mm-hmm.
Or something. Mm-hmm.
Facilitation or.
Facilitation is quite good.
Now that I think I will come up with the words later. Okay. Now that can any was sort of.
Any was that? Any different.
Okay. Intention. Okay. Intended meaning or intention with regard to. 定义 means definition.
定义没有说单单的要有，大家来帮忙才有。嗯。我自己基本都会，可是呢，其他的人我自己没这个生活的，现在目前呢，人物，哦，听到嘛，自己人物，嗯，要是能自己说有嘛，人物用住，用住。
嗯，行，叫嘛，让个亲戚嘛。
行，行，我让个亲戚嘛，行，我听到，希望听到嘛，是吧？那，搿多让个亲戚嘛，对吧？嗯。那用的几多，几多刀片，我嘛，对吧？行，很多亲戚送了给我的，行，我亲戚的搿多亲戚多。是。先从你让个亲戚嘛，对吧？送完以后。哪里的？就送完的那搿多让个亲戚嘛，对吧？姐。
那，
搿倒让我亲戚嘛，这个姐，用着那谈到吧。叫完了。用着谈到嘛，让我亲戚嘛，这个姐，用些话我你们巴适。行，叫完了你们，老师。用些话我你们巴适，反正那到去些话我你们家，啊。搿段时间我你们巴适，用些话就我你们巴适，用着谈到嘛我你们巴适，我听了不多。
不错，那还不错。用着，嗯，搿倒我呢，曾经问过你们巴西。曾经，用着这个没了吧？来来来。嗯，我呢，前我希望问你们巴西，谈同伴呢，蛮多到去希望问你们巴西。他呢，用着谈同伴问你们巴西，几级到去？那问你们巴西。巴西。那可能没过来了，这些，好了，没事。
So, okay,
please take the four down first, and we will basically says I will give you a fuller and more accessible explanation next time. Okay, the first one, the second one is called 칭이. 칭이 대부분은 칭이. Tsinyi means I said definition, and now, yes, definition or defining characteristics, please. Intended meaning with regard to defining characteristics. Sumba de kaino?
Sumba de nyembo de moko.
Go nyeru nyeru nyembo ro?
Nyembo.
Okay, intended meaning behind antidotes, or in terms of antidotes. The part is intended meaning in terms of transformation from one state to another.
嗯，就是他那，那公路，那公路的公路线多啊。那是。那特别是那么那么贵，那他停车那那要不买些呢？那是。那他们他搞完就说是通用。那是。So
we need to understand, for example, the four reasonings and the four intended meanings behind different statements. Or the four different kinds of intended meaning, and then one we had, or else as teaching of the Buddha become more accessible to you, and you will see that the Buddha's statements are very contradictory. He says one thing at one time to another person. But he meant different. So, but everything has a purpose, everything has an intention behind,
everything, okay. And in order to, and some of these statements could be literally acceptable. Some of these statements need interpretation, are only provisional, need interpretation. We need to interpret these statements in its proper context or contextualize. For that, we need to understand for reliances, for reasonings, for reasonings and for intentions or intended meanings and so on.
그분들도 보면 정말 이제 다 싶어서 오늘 공부한테 지마치지 또니 또 때문에 쓰면 이제 근데 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 무슨 이제 시대 소시아리스.
In the case of Arya Asanka and Nagarjuna, they were able to contextualize different seemingly contradictory statements and put them in proper place. And as a result, they were able to classify teaching of the Buddha as interpretive, provisional, because they cannot be literally accepted. Whereas other teachings of the Buddha were classified as a definitive, and the meaning is what the words say.
So
last week, I asked you a question, whether tenets are consciousness or what, remember? So we said, I asked you to remember 3 points. Tenets are consciousnesses, and a proponent of a tenet is somebody who expresses his or her position to other people to engage in, you know, a dialogue. And then a proponent of you know, Mahayana and Hinayana tenets. Okay, so now, do you remember these 3 things? Now Geshe-la says, tonight take on top of what we had gone, but at least remember, there are, in Buddhism, like Asanga and Nagarjuna are said to be trailblazers, is that right, English word?
Mm-hmm.
Trailblazers. And one of the Asanga is trailblazer for mind-only school. Okay? Asanga. Asanga is the trail, was or is the trailblazer. Shingde Suji. We used to say charioteers. Charioteers or trailblazer of the mind-only. Nagarjuna is a trailblazer for Madhyamaka. Please remember these 2.
Is the Madhyamaka, is that also known as the middle way?
Yes.
That's part of the highest.
Yeah, that's the fourth school. You know.
What's the other fourth school?
No.
Consequence.
No. The 2 school. The fourth school has 2 branches. Consequential and autonomous. Both of them are called Madhyamaka.
Both.
Yeah. And Nagarjuna was the trailblazer for Madhyamaka system.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. No, just Madhyamaka, including both of them. No, it's well. Kumbhulutu the role. And that's Umeshing the suggestion, well.
Nice. sense me chit so jo otho me che umman be chit so jo gumun lu
so in the Hinayana system there are no such there aren't such things as you know child blessings it is in the Mahayana school of thought that you have true child blessings and because there are two main proponents of a Mahayana school of thought mind only school is a proponent of a Mahayana school of thought the second category is Madhyamika a proponent of a Madhyamika so Asanka is the child blesser for mind only Mahayana school of thought and Nagarjuna is a proponent sorry is a child blesser for the Madhyamika proponent a trailblazer to resurrect or to retrieve because Hinayana didn't suffer decline you know the teachings survived intact in most cases so from Buddha down to but with the Mahayana as I was talking to you previously from Buddha to Nagarjuna okay Mahayana was prevalent during Buddha's time once Buddha passed away until emergence of Nagarjuna Mahayana went into decline so it needed a person of Nagarjuna and Asanga for example to restore to bring Mahayana back to its former status Okay. Any questions have you? Do you have any questions? Okay. So please, fact number, we have got now five facts that Geshe-la would like you to, you know, accumulate because these would be, you know, things you can this will be your handles to form better understanding further down the track. Thank you.
Aye.